Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. Primos y primas, que lo que, and welcome. Bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita. Soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual. Ahora, Dear God, in this context, whatever you want it to be, can be God, religious God, Buddha, self-nature, lo que sea para ti. Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is a lifestyle community of question seekers. The goal is simple, to empower thought-provoking conversations, share happiness, and encourage each of us to never stop asking questions and having conversations that matter. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel where I talk about self-growth, budgets and business, and passion to empower. Ahora vamos a hablar like it's 1995. And just don't forget to check out that we have some Dear God, Are We There Yet? Podcast swag. Well, it's not just podcast swag, it's branding swag. We got awesome tees and onesies and on the website, so check it out. And my first IRL, I'll be in Delray in October. That is just an informal little meetup that we just want to talk. Like, it's 1995. I want to see, I want to talk to the community. I want to get into the communities, and I'm starting with Delray Beach, so I hope you guys can meet me there. October 26th, and the link is in the bio. All right, let's go to our podcast for today. Hey, you guys, primos y primas. Welcome to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? Are we? Estamos ahí? Estamos ahí? I want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I actually have been, I've been thinking about if should I take a break, get some new content, schedule some new, guests, and kind of regroup the podcast and making sure it's exactly what I want. And, but again, how do we know what we want? I mean, I don't want to monitor anyone who comes on the show or monitor the content too much where it's not natural, right? Because then what's the point of the podcast? So I don't know. I've been just doing a lot of thinking about how to make this podcast amazing. Before I want to talk about anything today, I'm going to say thank you again. I keep saying muchísima gracias, muchísima gracias, muchísima gracias. But honestly, for real, thank you so much, you guys, for the people that actually listen to the podcast or download the podcast. It blows my mind because I feel like sometimes I'm talking in the air. Like, estoy hablando en el cielo, literally, to the cloud. And I'm telling myself, wow, if one person listens to 5 people, 20 people, 30 people, whatever, 100 people, like all the listens that I see on my, my little analytical part they give you, I'm just so grateful. And so I want to say thank you. I'm trying my best, and I'm going to try to bring the best content or the best conversations. And what I need most is you. So if you want to be on the show, we can talk about anything and everything under the sun. The Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is about that. It's about being able to talk about anything. Conversations bring light to conversations that need to be spoken about. Asking questions, it's not about the there. The whole Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is about just now in this moment and being, one, like having conversations like humans, And so I wanted to talk today about... I want to talk about a lot of stuff always, right? Every time I come. But last week we had a guest on the show that really talked about, these roadblocks in our mind and stuff. But have you ever, tú me dices a mí si tú te piensas así, like, have you ever just been so tired of it all? Like, dear God, I am so tired of it all. Like, I am tired of it all. Sometimes I get like that. Like, I'll have so much energy, tanta energía, para hacer algo. And I'm not tired. I'm not talking about tired because I have a new baby. It has nothing to do with that because, naturally you're going to be tired. But I'm talking about tired of, like the world. The world. Let me rephrase this because I don't want you guys to think that yo estoy loca, deprimida, whatever. It's just like, are you tired sometimes of, like, the things that happen in the world? And we talked about this in the last podcast, how we can only try to see what we can control and what can we do for our own selves. But look, nosotros somos humanos, nosotros we're humans, tenemos la mente que alguna vez estamos cansados. We're tired of it all, like tired of the rat race, tired of the bureaucratic crap of the world, tired of whatever the government goes through. We're tired of it. It's tired. Sometimes it's tiresome to poner la televisión, turn on TV, and you just see like nothing but crap. You're tired of it, you know? Sometimes mentally tired or mentally drained in, you know, you're trying to do something or you're trying to figure out something and you don't know how to quite do it, and it's just annoying sometimes. Like, it's okay to be tired. Dear God, it's okay to be tired, right? I don't know exactly what's going to be the, you know, the little headline of today's podcast, but let me tell you something. It is so okay to be tired sometimes. Like, you don't always have to be on. And me, I live in Wonderland sometimes. Yo vivo en a unicorn. And I get tired sometimes, but I get tired of just like, you know, I don't know. I sit back and I think about, you know, when I did consulting and I was tired of like just the hustle and bustle of that. And I loved working with my clients. I mean, my fashion clients were awesome, but I was just tired of like the sales pages and the landing pages and the, you know, and the opt-in forms and the analytics and the SEO. And I was en un punto that you're just tired. You're tired of all the little things that make up whatever it is without you just saying, you know what, I just want to say this and I just want to do this. Like, I feel like nowadays when it comes to business, there's so much stuff you have to do that it's not even the real stuff. It's not even the important stuff. It's all this junk and gunk to get to the good stuff, if that makes any sense to anyone. And it's not just business. It can be anything that you want to do. Like, I remember, you know, if you're a creative and you just want to create, you create. Yeah, tato. You create. There's nothing to it. You just create. You know? But now it's like you have to create and you have to think of all the 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 steps that comes with the creating that has nothing to do with creating, but it has to do with it, if that makes any sense at all. Si te estoy confundiendo, piénsalo bien, rewind, porque estoy diciendo algo que todo el mundo lo piensa. And one time in their life, you guys, we all think of this. And so last week we had a guest and we talked about these roadblocks in our mind, and some of them were put there. Some of them are things that they're not you just come in your mind. And then there's things about life that you just get tired. Like, you just get tired of stuff. Like, I saw this thing and it's like, adulting is, why did I ever want to like grow up so quick? I don't think I naturally did, but maybe I did. And I was like, oh, I can't wait till I'm a grown up. Remember those days? Well, $20 for an adult is like a dollar, right? So you already clearly know that was in the first part of being cool as an adult. You got bills, okay, that wasn't cool about it. You got responsibilities. My point is, it's okay to be tired. It's okay to, and I talk about this in my book, like, it's okay to take a rest stop. If you feel like you always have to be on, I always felt in the fashion industry, I always felt like I had to be on, because the fashion industry is very fast-paced. It is one of the most fast-paced industries I think I've ever experienced, besides technology, but at least technology has a little bit more planning. It takes time for you to develop and do something. But with fashion, there's seasons. They're going, either you're there or you're not. Seasons are going to come and go, and they're always ahead of time. So that doesn't take, like, you know, 5 years to do a, you know, collection. If you're in the fashion industry, you are going to be creating every season, and that makes one tired, right? That makes one say like, oh my gosh, like, this is so exciting. You get a high and an adrenaline. I think that's what I got, in high and an adrenaline from it, because I loved it. I did it for so many years, and sometimes I tell myself like, gosh, maybe I should go back to fashion. I'm like, no, because that's not, just because you've done one thing doesn't mean you can't try other things, or your life consists of just that one thing. Because I've learned, not being in the fashion industry, I've learned so many other things about myself. But I also learned that it's okay to be tired. It's okay to, you know, not have all the answers. Like, you don't have to have all the answers of when you're going to get there, how you're going to get there, where you're going to go, and da 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 da, and this person, this is where, and we are so goals driven, and I am so goals driven, and that kind of hinders our expectations, and then we go back into this cycle where we're making our own selves tired. So I've been telling myself, taking an own stance with the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast, and just everything with Dear God, Are We There Yet? I'm literally putting it out there and manifesting what I want just based on my feeling, my emotions, just based on how I want to help people, just based on I want to connect with people. And I don't need to know today, tomorrow, the next day exactly how that's going to happen, because I know that if I do that, it's going to create this, it's going to make me more tired. Voy a estar más cansada. And we do that. So if you guys are like me, and maybe you're listening and you're the type of person like me that you like, oh my God, I have to do this and I have the goals and I have to die and I gotta, and I want to buy a house and I want to buy a car and I want to, if you do that, you are going to get more tired. You got to take a rest stop. You got to take a break, and you got to look and see, why am I putting all these like deadlines and all these things on myself? And if you're one person on the other hand who you're like, no, Alicia, I do need metas, I need goals, I need to be on top of it, I'm not really doing nothing, you still need to take a break too. Because what's going to happen is that is not your norm. And so what you're going to get into this, oh my God, I got to do this, and it's not going to be who you are. You're going to overwhelm yourself, which you're going to get more tired. That's why they say that, you know, in life, it's not about a race. There's no race. It's like a marathon. And you notice, if you've ever ran a 5K or any type of race, I'll never forget my first race that I ran in Spain. And it was a 5K, and I was like, first of all, I don't know why I signed up for it, but I knew that if I signed up for it, that means I would have had to really get ready for it, because I know myself. Like, I'm not going to sign up for something and be like, I'm a quitter. Hell no. That's not me. Like, honestly, I might not come in first, but I'm not quitting. That's just me. You know, a lot of things in my life, I haven't succeeded in them, but I did them. I didn't quit. So that's just my personality. So when I ran that race, I told myself, how am I going to strategically, in my mind, run this race without, one, passing out, y muriéndome? And every time I think about it, it is a marathon. It is something that you have to learn when to ramp up, and you have to learn how to take a break. And it doesn't mean you have to stop. It means you can jog. It means you can walk fast. It can mean you can, you know, you don't always have to be running. And so if you're tired at this moment, you know, with everything going on in your life, and you're just tired, you're just like, you have this like pile, right, of all these things, like Marie Kondo says, you have to get rid of them. And what brings you joy? And sometimes what brings you joy is, honestly, is just sitting your ass down, cogiendo una pausa y pensándolo bien lo que tú quieres. Like, just sitting down and just being like, I need this break. Like, I don't need to be influenced by anyone or anything. If that means getting off of social media for a month, because we are easily influenced, we don't know it, but we are. That's just the human mind. On all kinds of things. That's why advertisers are taking over right now on every part of where we are when we're speaking and we're thinking. Next thing you know, you're like seeing it, because that's where our world is going. So if you need to take a pause and get off of social media, you need to take a pause and say, you know what, for the next month, I'm not really going to go out with my friends, or really connect with people, or maybe do the opposite and say, you know what, for the next month, I am going to make an effort to go out and just meet random people, to just like, just talk like strangers or whatever. Like, whatever it is that you feel that you need, it's important for you to understand that it can consist of taking a break mentally, emotionally, taking a break at that moment, so that you're able to say, I'm ready to conquer whatever it is, because I've taken a break. And I probably talk about this a lot in my podcast about taking breaks, but this particularly, you know, it came into my mind more as I'm getting older. I'm telling myself, I'm actually going back to my book, The Dear God, Are We There Yet? And reading that chapter really put a lot into perspective, because you can read something anytime in your life and it will be completely different. You can read The Secret, you can read Maureen Williamson, you can read, Eckhart Tolle. Yo ni puedo decir ese nombre. Eckhart Tolle. You know what I'm talking about, you guys. But you can read all these different books, and I promise you that at the end of the day, basta diferente, you're in a different part of your life, so you're going to obtain that information a little bit differently because you are evolving. And since we are evolving as people, we have to learn how to know how to take a break. Like, pause, take a break. It's great to have goals. It's great to have ambitions. It's great to have those things. But when we can't find balance, sometimes taking a pause is better than saying, how can I balance this? Because the reality is, can we really balance something? I don't know, because life is not really a seesaw. I mean, I don't think that you can evenly 50-50 balance something. Something will take a little slighter than the other. But if you slow down and you take a pause, then you can evaluate more a little bit differently of what you want or what you thought you want, you don't really want, like we talked about last week. So what are we tired of? Like, dear God, what are we tired of as humans? Are we tired? You know, are we tired of what's going on in the world and how that affects us? Are we tired of feeling a certain way and not knowing where that feeling is coming from? Are we tired because we can't do something and it just exhausts us mentally? Are we tired of that, you know, maybe you work in a job that you absolutely despise and you're just there because you're just like, I need the security, but is it really security? Are you tired of the rat race that we all are a part of a rat race? Like, we really are. It doesn't matter which rat race you're in. Of course, some of them are a lot more glamorous. I wouldn't even say glamorous. I would say a little bit less stressful, but there is most likely another side of stress to it. I was just talking to my wife the other day because I always talk to her about Lasso and Cafe, what I had in, and my mom actually owns a lake location now in Minnesota, but I had a location in Florida and I absolutely loved it. And I said to her, like, I absolutely loved having that business. It was one of the most successful businesses I've ever done, besides Favola Designs or even fashion as a business. And that actually, I learned so much. It was so successful, but I grew too fast, and it is a good problem. But again, the second word into that sentence is it's a problem. And what happened is it grew out of control, out of my hands. And what it left me with not being able to ever leave that place without feeling like, oh my God, I'm not there. Oh my God, I have customers. Did I hire the right people? You know, thank God for my mom. She was like the best employee ever because she helped me more than anything. But I was alone. I was alone in there because it was my passion. It was my dream. I had that motivation for it, and I had that passion, and my mom did too. And I can't buy someone with the same passion that I have. Like, you just can't do that. And so you tell yourself, like, wow, I should have taken a pause. There was one trip that I went to California, and my really good friends were saying, hey, you know, you before you go into the summer, which was, I will never forget, my really good friend Derek said, he's like, you need to evaluate where you stand. Like, I know you're really successful with this right now, but maybe you should take a pause and reevaluate, and like, don't do the summer coming up. Like, maybe you should reevaluate of changing locations or doing something, or, you know. And I was just like, but I can't let these kids down, and da 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 da, and I'm the only location and all this stuff. And I let my emotion, without telling myself, you know what, you need to take a pause and you need to take a break because esto no, you know. And I didn't listen to my friend, obviously, because sometimes we don't even listen to our friends, and then we're like, damn, they were right, right? When they know us and they love us, so they're going to tell us how it is regardless. Like, if you have friends that tell you the way it is and they don't get upset, and they can say later, like, dang, man, you were right, they're good friends. I'm sorry, they're good friends. Your good friends are not supposed to just tell you everything you want to hear and be all nice and blah, blah, blah. Because how is that a real relationship of a friendship? But anyways, I should have taken a break. And so I'm telling you guys that we see that now in hindsight, and you're like, well, then I wouldn't have had everything that I have now, or I wouldn't have experienced everything after that. The point is not to go back. The point is to use that as an example in your life and say, wow, where is this the same situation I am in? And so I give you guys that we're talking today in the podcast today because sometimes we needed to take a break. Just take a break or slow down. Like, just slow down and, you know, take your car on the side of the road on the rest stop. And I'm saying car analogy of your life. And think about it and say, you know what? I know that I have to do this today. I know I have to do this tomorrow. I know that I have obligations. But I'm going to do something that I have not done. You know, something very little that is not part of your schedule. You know, maybe take a day off, literally off of work for one whole day, and do something. And you're like, well, I can't afford to take off of it. Yes, you can, because you will figure it out, because your human mind and your human being will do that. Just slow down. And so I just wanted to make this quick podcast today to talk about slowing down. And then, you know, and dear God, should I slow down? Should I go faster? Should I do? No, maybe taking a break. As far as, like, from those emotions, those expectations, a rest stop where you can reevaluate and look at it from a different point of view. Because I promise you, if you're like me, you probably see things and you're like, wow, I didn't see that coming. Yo no vi eso. I didn't see that coming at all. And it's because you're so in the head of your head's in the game that you're just, se te olvida. You're just like, you're going to be in tunnel vision. You're going to forget that there's like a pothole there, but you're going to see a beautiful road. You're going to forget all these things because your mind is telling you what you want it to see. So again, I want you guys, thank you again for listening. And when I'm telling you this, it's not necessarily that I might be going through, you know, these things in my mind that I'm talking about. It's because, you know, I have friends, I have family, I have, you know, my life, and these are things that I know that a lot of people are thinking about, and they're talking about it, and they maybe don't want to talk about it to their circle of friends, or they don't know where to go, or want to be like, yeah, you know what, I need a break, or wow, the thing that I've been meaning to hear. So if this is something you needed to hear, I hope it kind of helped you to know that everything that you want in life is going to be possible, and it's going to do it. But it has its time, and it doesn't mean that you rushing and going crazy and killing yourself doing it is going to make it come faster, because that's not how it works. And if you're one that needs a push, then your rest stop is taking a rest stop from the life that you have, where you think that, you know, if you're doing the same thing expecting different results, yeah, that might not work for you. Maybe you do need to do something a little bit different, and your rest stop is a little bit different from someone who's on. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Until next time, I'm dying to do a panel. So if you guys want to be on a panel, I have a couple of questions that I think people would love to hear. You go ahead and email me at hello@deargodarewetheryet.com. I would love to get a panel on the show para hablar. So I don't know. We might have a panel next time. All right, until next time, don't forget to check out the YouTube channel where I talk about budgets and business, passion to empower, and self-growth. Hasta la próxima. Adios.